Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Are you using your phone?
No, I am on a computer.
Okay, good. That's better. Okay, guys, welcome to the podcast. This is the independent podcast, and my guest is Jasmine B. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, can you give me a brief summary about yourself?
Yeah, for sure. My name is Jasmine Ballard. I am the creator of Melanotion, which is a unique platform dedicated to amplifying the stories and experiences of minority communities. We do this through curated print and digital media, and this helps us to foster a deeper cultural connection and understanding, not only across the Black experience, but those who also identify with different ethnic backgrounds related to the Black experience. So essentially what we try to do is serve as a cultural storytelling hub, creating a diverse tapestry of narratives that shape our society today. So thanks for having me.
Cool. Like, when did we start following each other?
I am not even sure I know that you're always putting out what some people would consider provocative posts. So I've been following you for a while just because of the diversity of thought that you have around pop culture and other narratives. So,
yeah. Today, I want to talk about my latest post about Beyonce. She's 40. She's in her 40s, and she's top of that, and she's a married woman, married to a billionaire, and somehow she is still resort to cheat classes methods to market her music. What's your point of view? Because your point of view was very interesting, other than other people's comments.
Yeah, I say, you know, taking the view or onus off of Beyonce herself. I think when I responded back to your post, it was more so just about Black culture as a whole and who has sold us this Black culture that we see today. So one thing you called out was, you know, you're not making this point just because you're a man. And I saw a lot of people in the comments maybe coming at you from a feminist point of view, right? Saying yeah. That you had no right to make a comment about Beyonce because you're a man. But I think that we maybe need to get off of the beehive and more so look at our culture. And I think what I was saying back to you is originally Black culture was class culture. So how have we gotten so far removed from that? And I personally feel as though the culture that we're being sold right now has just been imprinted upon us. There are powers or people at B selling us what our culture is versus us creating and crafting that like our ancestors did, you know, back in the 40s, 50s, 60s and beyond. So that was kind of my thoughts around that.
Yep, because, like, I mean, she's battling Taylor Swift, you know? And then, like, Taylor Swift got, like, what, 13 Grammys total? Mm-hmm. Which I find that very interesting. Like, Taylor Swift and 13 Grammys doesn't even sound right, in my opinion.
I'm not sure about that. And to be honest, like, I'm not a beehiver or a Swiftie, right?
Yeah,
so I'm more so just looking, you know, out the outward. But one thing I can say about Taylor Swift is I don't know if she's over-sexualized, right? And
yeah.
One thing about her music is, you know, a lot of people come at her saying, you know, she's older, she's in her 30s, but her music is teenage, you know, age appropriate. But
yeah.
What's actually wrong with that? What is wrong with women actually making wholesome music that makes people feel good? And again, I've never really listened to Taylor's music, but that's just my our perception of her.
And then, like, when it comes to the comment section, like, nobody said anything when I made another statement about Taylor before Beyonce. Like, I said, like, things like, Taylor Swift, as the marketing is like bonkers, because I mean, I don't hear anything music wise about Taylor Swift, but like when I heard like it was like a battle between Renaissance and Taylor Swift, and people were like, she's making more than Beyonce. Like, Taylor Swift is making more than Beyonce. That's I don't know. That's true. And
yeah.
I find out, yeah, it's kind of true. I'm like, why?
Well, you know, I think that art is subjective, right? And I think what I kind of said to you on the post is two things can be true, right? Even talking about Beyonce and the way that she presents herself, two things can be true. Yes, she's a grown woman. She's owning her sexual liberation and expression, and she's doing that through the music on a public platform. But also what is true is the detriments of those effects on Black culture, right? And how we're seen and viewed. So as far as Taylor, you know, who are we really all to say that her music isn't great if the fans say that it is? And I also think, you know, when it came to Jay-Z making a comment about Beyonce not winning album of the year just because you've won the most Grammys, that doesn't necessarily, you know, attribute that you should have album of the year. So I think there's just multiple things that are true in all of these scenarios.
Like, for real, like, it's like, because the promotion must be the best thing ever.
It's promotion.
Yeah. And it's not being promoted towards Black people, because Black people are like the drivers, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to music.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, I feel like just like there's a diverse crowd who listens to Beyonce's music, is she necessarily marketing that music to white culture? Not necessarily, right? So does Taylor Swift necessarily need to hone in on the Black audience? I'm sure there's a ton of Black Swifties, you know, as there are a ton of white culture Beyonce beehivers, so.
Yeah, and I say like Taylor Swift is proof that marketing beats talent.
You don't think Taylor Swift is talented?
I mean, like, she comes off like, you know, like every other, you know, 30s country song person, you know?
But maybe like, so. I think Taylor Swift, what maybe gives her an edge in the market is her storytelling, right? So it's almost like the Swifties, they're able to follow her journey and what's happened in her life because she is so transparent in the music about every relationship, everything she's gone through. Not saying that Beyonce doesn't have the same, you know, ability to storytell, but it seems as though Beyonce is just more private as an artist, as that's her right. Maybe Taylor has more exposure because more people are in her business.
I mean, well, I'm not in her business, but it's like, like, your thoughts, my thought process, like, I'm not even thinking about Taylor. I mean, which I understand from a Black, but it's like, when you see the crowds, see millions of people, like, y'all came to see Taylor, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they come out to see Taylor, and she also has the young audience. So we can't necessarily negate that. I think that the mainstream media is the ones, you know, pitting these artists against each other, but that's not something that we have to necessarily do. If we are supporting an artist, just support that artist. You know, these people are not idols. We should maybe focus more on what's going on in our own lives than what's happening with Beyonce and Taylor.
And like, and then when I'm thinking about her, I'm like, I mean, look at Michael Jackson. Like some of it, like I look back at some of his concerts and like they like, even though they're outdated, but they like still like extreme, like you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Even to this day, it's like you see women just falling out, yo. Like literally falling out. You don't see that in Taylor, you don't even see that in Beyonce. But, like, this man had women falling out.
Yeah, I mean, is there anyone to ever do it like Michael Jackson? I mean, I would be controversial and say, you know, Chris Brown would probably be, in my opinion, the closest thing to an artist as Michael Jackson. And he doesn't even get the acclaim. Chris Brown became, what, the first artist of this century to chart for 20 consecutive years. And this man has not won any Grammys or, you understand what I'm saying? So how do we pit that against even a Beyonce? You understand what I'm saying? So, just because you have the most Grammys, that doesn't make you the most talented. Just because you have a Hive, that doesn't make you the most talented. And it doesn't make you deserving of anything but showing up for your art.
Right. Because for me, it's like, when it comes to Chris Brown, it's like, he's the only thing close to a Michael-ish, you know? When it comes to concerts and... He always in the studio, like, I think, like, 2 years ago, he was busting out, like 60 songs and 40 songs, like, 200 songs.
Yeah, I think Chris Brown and SZA have that same effect where, you know, maybe SZA's not doing as many tracks as Chris Brown is, but you can tell they're really falling into their artistry. They're being very intentional about the music that they're creating. And sometimes they come out, they drop an album, and then 2-3 years go by before they drop another one. But guess what? People are still streaming that music actively. So,
yeah. And what did you think about Usher's performance?
I thought it was top notch. Definitely top three. Top four of all the Super Bowl performances that I've seen. I love the fact that, you know, he gave that genuine shout out to God. As we know, these entertainers play in God's face, but that's a whole nother discussion for another day. But I thought it was beautiful. I think it definitely took us back to that Y2K era for all the millennials. I definitely was dancing in front of the television.
Okay. Who would you want to see next doing their show?
Ooh, I don't know. I think unpopular opinion, and also the artists I probably want to see are probably not large enough artists. But I love Beyonce's Chloe and Halle, their duo group. And the girls are putting out music individually. I think they have a very beautiful, eclectic sound that incorporates R&B, electronica, and all those things. So I don't know if they are at a point to headline a Super Bowl, but would definitely love to see them. I think SZA would give a very great performance. And also, I would just like to see a mashup of all the oldies, you know, all the 90s old heads. I think that would be cool. So a little SWV, a little Escape, you know, a little Tevin Campbell. Just switch it up. Do something unique.
Yeah, I definitely think Chris Brown needs to go ahead and do his.
Oh, but that, if will they allow him is the question. So
yeah,
for sure. But Chris Brown, I mean, shout out to Usher, who, in my opinion, you know, him and Michael Jackson really paved the path for Chris Brown to be the artist he is. So shout out to Chris.
I mean, yeah, I would like to see Ice Cube do one.
Ice Cube, you know, like I said, along with the 90s train, I could definitely see him on a set, on a stage with some others, you know.
Oh, you wouldn't like him doing it by himself?
I don't know if I would rock with it by himself, you know, but again, art is subjective.
Yeah. What about, like, Lil Jon?
I think Lil Jon, maybe so. I mean, he definitely has a repertoire of music. But I really enjoyed seeing him with Usher last night. And I'm sure his streams were up from the new generation who maybe have not heard of him after last night.
Yeah. But I definitely appreciate your comment on mine. I was like, wow, like, thank you for not coming and approaching that from my feminist approach. I'm like, Jesus, y'all women so butthurt. Like, goodness.
Yeah, you know, I don't even think it's about women being butthurt. I think, again, it's what's been sold to us, which is why I've started my platform, Melanotion, to really give an array of, you know, diversity of thought. A lot of times we're talking about representation as far as someone who looks like me or someone who has the same skin color as me. But as we know, in all communities, none of us are monolithic, right? We all have our own viewpoint. So I really loved how you approached the post. You weren't bashing Beyonce. You simply said a statement to foster dialogue. And that's what we're all about at Melanotion. So thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
And because, like, I mean, she's in her 40s, she's a mom, she's married, you know, and then it's like, when you look at Beyonce, like, and then you see that picture, it's like, is this a stoop down?
And you know what? Some women may see that and say, oh, it's liberating. But I also hear you where it's like, Beyonce, you've been in this game 20 plus years. She could have, you saw the album cover that she had for the trap she dropped. I think it was 16 Carriages. Like, that was so classic, so country, you know, just beautiful. It was just a face shot because the face card doesn't decline. And so I hear you. You know, Beyonce's at a stage in her career where if she never wanted to show any part of her asset, she wouldn't have to do that to sell records. So it's almost like, is she keeping up?
Exactly.
Or is this just the way she wants to express herself, you know?
Right. I'm like Beyonce, you don't have to show nothing. You just can say Beyonce the words. Everybody's like,
Now, how do you feel about Beyonce dropping that she was going to be releasing a new album, you know, 5 minutes after Usher's performed?
I mean, if she gonna do it, she's gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, especially with that that Verizon commercial.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she's pushing. Like, she's like, I mean, what kind of threshold is Beyonce trying to push? Like, are we actually going after Taylor? Or are we trying to get that Grammy Album of the Year? Like, because, like, she can come out with the songs. They're catchy. Everybody making TikTok videos. Everybody making up dance moves for their songs. But it's like, then you put out a picture like that, and it's like, okay, like, knowing that you really don't have to do it, like, really, really, really don't have to do that.
Yeah.
But understanding you coming out with an album is like, okay, if you want to put it out, like, go ahead. I mean, you got so much more in the tank. Hey, I'm all for it. It's just like, I mean, what more do you want, Beyonce?
Well, you know what? She's allowed to reach for those stars or, you know, whatever. I personally do feel like, do artists have responsibility when it comes to influence the culture when they do amass a, you know, certain success? And I don't know if we can truly answer that question. I would say, though, zoning in on the Black community, why would we not, you know, want to affect our community? So I agree with you. It definitely does send a message that Beyonce is this far along in her career. She's this accomplished. And that's the messaging she chooses to push out to the community. And no one pushes back on it. Because why? We're feminists. So, yeah.
Right. Even though, like, she, like, does things. It's like, for me, when it comes to Beyonce, she's like, you know, I'm giving what feminists, because I know a lot of feminists don't like her at all. I know, like, because especially when it comes to that, her being married, having no kids, being successful, she got money, her husband got money, you know what I'm saying? What else? You know, to a point, I don't even think she even talks to be toxic. Like, she doesn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and then, like, there was, like, this video, I guess 2006, that reappeared where she's talking to her husband, Jay-Z, how Jay-Z was like, you taught me to be a woman, and feminists were like, oh my God, I hate it. I hate you, Beyonce. I'm like, y'all just bitter, bro.
Yeah, I think,
like, y'all like at this point where you being used and most of your feminists are married, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about just married for the short term, they in it for the long haul. Got families and probably don't even care about you wanna hate men or black men. You know?
Yeah, I definitely say there's an agenda, I think, through the entertainment industry. We look at just the state of our political climate right now also. There's definitely always been an agenda against dismantling the family, right? And we've seen that through music, especially through black music and this culture that's being pushed to us. We've seen this even during our ancestors' times, right? With LBJ and LBJ and some of the policies that he's pushed out. So there's definitely been an agenda to dismantle our families, and I think it's just furthering the initiative through the music, especially through those who don't have a full understanding about our political climate as it pertains to the black community.
Yeah, because right now is at a point, like, how could you not see what's going on?
Exactly. And why choose to still support it? But at the end of the day, if people are still supporting it, the initiatives are still going to go on. This is why, you know, artists like Sexy Red, Ice Cube, Ice Spice, all these artists can come out whose music isn't really uplifting or making us feel good like the Marvin Gaye's did, the Patti LaBelle's, okay? But they're still able to be seen and followed by the masses. So we have to maybe take a look at ourselves as societies.
And, like, looking at, like the Sexy Reds and Ice Spice, they so boring, but they, like, there's such a force that you have to see them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And we have to ask why. Who's pushing this out? Like, these are the questions we should be asking. Who's pushing this music out? Whose agenda is this? How did these people get so popular overnight?
Right.
And why are 5-year-olds singing Pound Town?
Right. Like, did you see that video?
Definitely. I mean, I've seen tons of videos of that. And I think we should be alarmed by it, not celebrating it.
And, like even women are, like, saying, like, oh, I'm so tired of Ice Spice. Because every time they're in the concert, you already know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
She's going to say her ass the routine.
Yeah, for sure.
It's going to be in your face.
For sure.
Like, even that comedian, like, Blackson, he's a comedian, he's like an African dude.
Yeah, Michael Blackson.
Yeah, he was, like, looking at her. Yeah, he was making that so crazy face, like, is that? Like, that?
Yeah.
Like, and then, like, seeing posts of, like, I never seen, like men looking at her and posting, like, I never seen me, like, looking at a woman and being bored of her just twerking. Like, I'm bored because that's what she does.
Yeah, I think we really need to ask, is this what we have succumbed to? Is this what we want to support as a community? And we also have to realize that in America, we're kind of in a microcosm as Black Americans, right? So as other cultures and other countries are viewing us, this is how they view us. And we also support that. So as consumers, when we start to take a stand about what we will consume, what we'll allow, and take back our culture and create a new culture, this is where we're at. This is where we are.
But thank you for this podcast. This conversation was enlightening. I will continue posting as such and be looking for your future responses.
Okay, have me back. Everyone, follow Melanotion if you're looking for diverse points of views. And if you have a story to share, feel free to hit us up at info@melanotion.com. Thanks.
And also, are you only on Facebook or on Twitter?
Nope. We are on Instagram, YouTube, and you can follow us on our website at Melanotion. Everything right. Melanotion.
Make sure you give me a link to that.
Okay.
And until next time, guys, be amazing. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.